This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight.
Welcome back to the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight. This week's program, we're featuring five awesome composers that need to be scoring Hollywood films. And coming up on this segment, we're going to listen to music composed by Peter Boyer, who's one of the most frequently performed American orchestral composers of his generation. He's a Grammy-nominated composer. He has conducted recordings of his music with three of the world's finest orchestras, the London Symphony Orchestra, the Philharmonia Orchestra, and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Boyer was born in Providence, Rhode Island in 1970, and he began composing at the age of 15. His first major composition was a large-scale Requiem Mass in memory of his grandmother, composed while only a teenager. Later on, in following his doctoral work at various universities, Boyer studied privately with John Corigliano in New York, then moved to Los Angeles to study film and TV scoring at the USC Thornton School of Music, where his teachers included the late Elmer Bernstein. Boyer's music has been performed by numerous orchestras in the U.S. and around the world. In addition to his work for the concert hall, Boyer is active in the film and television music industry. In recent years, his skills as an orchestrator has been increasingly in demand. Boyer has contributed orchestrations to more than 25 Hollywood film scores. Boyer has orchestrated music for several of Hollywood's top composers, including Thomas Newman, James Horner, Alan Menken, Michael Giacchino, Mark Isham, Harry Gregson-Williams, Graham Revell, John Ottman, and the late Michael Kamen. On the program today, we're going to feature four spectacular works by Boyer, all from his most recent album. Up first is Silver Fanfare, which was composed as the first movement of a six-movement work called On Music's Wings, which was commissioned for the 25th anniversary season of the Pacific Symphony in Orange County. Boyer describes the piece as a curtain raiser, and it most certainly is. The second piece is Festivities, commissioned by conductor Gerard Schwartz and the Eastern Music Festival in celebration of its 50th anniversary season in 2011. Boyer said this about the piece: "Focusing on the idea of a festival brought to mind the term festivity, which is defined as the celebration of something in a joyful and exuberant way, which is an apt description of this work." The next piece, Celebration, is one of the very first orchestral commissions Boyer received for the inaugural season of the Henry Mancini Institute. The piece made its premiere in 1997 and was performed by the Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra. The piece was the first of Boyer's works to be played by a major American orchestra with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra in 2002. The last selection is the second movement of Boyer's Symphony No. 1. Now, commissions of this nature are very rare these days, so Boyer was pleased when the Pasadena Symphony commissioned Boyer to write his first symphony for the 2012-2013 season, which is something that he'd been wanting to do for a very long time. The symphony is written in three movements, and its scherzo dance, the piece's second movement, is the piece that really shines for me. The plan for this movement was to combine the structure of the classical European scherzo with more American-sounding, unusual rhythmic patterns. While most of the pieces you will hear during this suite have a John Williams-esque sound to them, it's the odd meters of the last piece you'll hear, which jumps into Jerry Goldsmith territory. Boyer is one of my favorite classical composers at the moment, and this album is actually one of my most played albums, along with Kevin Kaske's album that we featured for you earlier, that I played all last year. And all these albums are albums that get regular play around my household. And now, music from an album called Peter Boyer, Symphony No. 1 and Other Orchestral Music, All music composed and conducted by Peter Boyer and performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. And this album is available on Naxos Music.